Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to La Liga Lowdown with our first World Cup match preview podcast. You may have heard Tom Harris and Paco Bullitt talking through the preview of the whole tournament. But here we are. I'm Sam Leverage and I'm joined by Roman de Arquer. We're going to talk about Spain's first match up against Costa Rica, a team that Spain have never lost against. Roman, what are your expectations, your thoughts for Spain in this competition and particularly this first game to get us kicked off? And I mean, how are the nerves, the excitement? I mean, how do you feel?
Well, definitely looking forward to this really special event. And it's not often we get to watch these exciting games, like, for example, the one we recently saw between Argentina and Saudi Arabia, where the unexpected took place. And I mean, I hope that doesn't happen in the Spain game, to be honest, although it's true that Spain does tend to struggle a bit when it comes to starting off in the first game of the group stages in the World Cup and Euros, etc. So I don't think it's going to be a relatively comfortable game for Spain, because we know that Costa Rica is probably the counter is not going to open too many spaces, and we also know that Spain tends to struggle quite a lot to open up spaces sometimes. So in that sense, I do see maybe Spain getting a win, but by 2-0, by 1-0, something of a short scoreline, we could say, because I think it will just be a bit hard for them, like it tends to be. Although it can also happen the opposite way around, where Spain scores 3, 4, 5, because, I mean, the quality is there. You know, the squad is way superior to Costa Rica's. And as you said, we've never lost against them. But it is a World Cup, and you know, smaller teams tend to be more feisty and fight harder to try and get good results, even if it's at 1 point and a draw.
And I mean, we'll kind of touch on this now, but you mentioned about kind of Spain's attacking line. It might not be a high scoring affair. I mean, there are doubts about Alvaro Morata's fitness. It looks like he will start, but what are you expecting from that front line? I mean, Ansu Fati was pretty good. Marco Asensio has been in good form with 4 assists in his last 5 games for Spain. I mean, what are we expecting to see from Luis Enrique in that attacking third?
Well, I mean, in terms of the lineup, it's hard to predict with Luis Enrique. I mean, he could easily play Sarabia, he could easily play Marcos Asensio. Although I think that if Alvaro Morata is fine, he probably will be starting. Then also, I wouldn't be surprised to see Ansu Fati starting, given, you know, he scored the other day. He seems to have more confidence and he can be quite a differential player. And the question for me is on the other wing, whether we'll see Ferran Torres or maybe even Asensio or somebody else. But definitely there are options in attack. But as I said before, you know, Spain sometimes struggles to break down those little spaces. They need a bit of time to get rolling. And I mean, I think they'll eventually manage against Costa Rica, but it might not be as easy as many would think. But we'll have to see. I mean, Spain, as I said, has the quality. Luis Enrique, we know, is really focused on motivating his players and going to make sure that they are aware that this is a tough first game and they have to give 100%. So with the right attitude, maybe they could easily get a good result. So we'll have to see how it goes.
Yeah, and I mean, another one of the big decisions that Luis Enrique might have to make is in defence, isn't it? I mean, I think Aymeric Laporte is pretty much nailed on to start, but who partners him is up in the air a little bit. I mean, Pau Torres, Eric Garcia, both kind of vying for that spot. I mean, you're a Barca fan, so maybe you're a little bit biased towards Eric, but I mean, who would you pick out of those two?
Well, I actually prefer Pau Torres. I'm quite a Pau fan, to be honest. And it's true that he hasn't had such a great season as maybe last year with Villarreal. He's been a bit more discreet in that sense, even though Villarreal started off really strong defensively, to be fair. So, I mean, individually, he didn't maybe shine as much. But as a whole, with the four at the back in Villarreal, they've been doing really well with Pau Torres. And so, I mean, I honestly would probably pick Pau before him. Also, Eddie Garcia was injured before the World Cup, so he didn't have too much game time. So I don't know how his fitness is gonna be. But like you said, Laporte will definitely be the other option. Who's going to start with one of those two? And the fullbacks, I mean, are pretty clear with Jordi Alba and Carvajal. I mean, the main doubt is there, you know, whether he plays Eddie Garcia or Pau Torres, and then up front, whether he makes a few changes, because the midfield, I think we all know what it's going to be. So it's a good question to really... I'm looking forward to seeing what the answer is, you know, because I'm quite curious to see what Luis Enrique picks. But I would probably pick Pau, but I wouldn't be surprised if he goes for Eric, because he's always shown that he trusts him a lot. And Eric has kind of been saving himself in those last few games with Barca. So he could have his options for sure.
And then one question, I think we both know the answer. I don't think it's likely, but could Luis Enrique possibly have one eye on the Spain versus Germany game coming up later in the week? I mean, obviously, they can't afford to drop points in this first game, but will he possibly be tempted to save some of his key players for that game against Germany, which does look like, on paper at least, that will be the game that will decide who goes through in first place?
Yeah, I mean, it would be a fair assessment, but Enrique is going to go guns blazing. You know, he's going to put his best 11 forward and try and get a good result. And of course, if they manage to get some early goals and maybe have a comfortable result 60 minutes into the game or something like that, he can begin to rest some more thinking about that Germany game. But to be fair, Germany haven't been that incredible either recently. So, I mean, I don't really see them being as much as a threat as they used to be back in the past. Although it is Germany in the end, and they can surprise you and play really well. But I think Luis Enrique will go game by game, Cholo Simeone style, you know, and he'll focus on getting good results in one game and then going to the next one.
Yeah, especially after Euro 2020, when, I mean, those first two games against Sweden and Poland led to two draws and they had it all to play for in that final game. So maybe Luis Enrique will have learnt from that. So let's head over then and we'll hear a little bit more about Costa Rica. And we spoke to some of the guys of the Rica football podcast to hear a bit more about them and what Spain can expect to face on Wednesday afternoon. So here we are. I'm joined by some of the team from the Rica football podcast, one of our leading English language knowledge experts on Costa Rica. And first off, I'm joined by Ellie Manville. So, I mean, Ellie, this World Cup has already sprung up some surprises, and we'll get onto that in part two of the podcast. But do Costa Rica believe? I mean, is there a chance that they could surprise Spain, just like Switzerland did back in 2010 as Spain went on to win? But could they shock Spain and maybe get the result that nobody is quite expecting of them here?
I believe they can definitely win this game against Spain. You know, earlier this morning we saw one of the biggest football upsets ever. Costa Rica have done it before, so they can definitely do it again. You know, they've knocked out Italy out of the 2014 World Cup, ending their campaign early. And I think they should use that as confidence. Why can't they do it again? I'm not saying it will be easy for Costa Rica in this group with Germany and Spain and Japan, but they should definitely have belief that they can do it, and they should be determined and confident that they are definitely capable of doing this. Anything can happen in the 90 minutes on that pitch.
Now, Costa Rica aren't an unknown quantity for Spanish football fans. I mean, players like Keylor Navas obviously had a very impressive spell at Levante and Real Madrid, Joel Campbell at Real Betis. I mean, who else should Spain fans and Spanish football fans in general be looking at in this Costa Rica team that could pose a threat to Luis Enrique's side?
I think Spain should definitely look out for the 18-year-old youngster, Juwison Bennett. Bennett's game-changing speed coming up the left wing is something Spain needs to be wary of, and how this will help Costa Rica play counter-attacking football. He has 2 goals already in 7 appearances. Amaral's better to showcase your football. then in the World Cup, it's the perfect opportunity for this star boy to present all his skills.
So, there we have it. That's what we can expect from Spain against Costa Rica on Wednesday afternoon. Some surprises in store from the Spanish team. We could even see Rodri slit into the Spanish central defence. He's been training there in midweek as Luis Enrique prepares his team. And they will be wearing an all-red kit, including red shorts. There are emergency meetings with FIFA held this week, because FIFA are pretty adamant that they want Spain to wear all red, including the shorts, not the Adidas kit with navy blue shorts that was presented, because they play against Costa Rica with navy blue shorts, against Germany with black shorts, and then against Japan with navy blue shorts. So FIFA are insisting that Spain wear all red through their group stage, at least, so we may not see the full Spain kit as presented by Adidas until at least the knockout stages, if they make it that far. And that hasn't exactly gone down too well with Spain. But let's see if the rest of our predictions come off. Thank you to the guys from the Tika Football Podcast. And we can see whether Costa Rica could be surprising maybe Germany or Japan and joining Spain in the last 16 if La Roja do make it through. So stay tuned for part two, where we'll be talking about more than just short colours and potential team selections, but also about coaches who've turned into streamers and some shock results in some of the opening games of the World Cup as well. So stay tuned.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hola a todos, streamers del mundo, apartaros que voy cuesta abajo y sin frenos. Grabo este vídeo para anunciaros que me he hecho streamer. Bueno, no me he hecho streamer porque esto es un vídeo, todavía no he debutado. Pero mi intención es streamear a lo largo del tiempo que estemos en Qatar, en Doha. Llegamos el día 18 de madrugada, con lo cual creo que podré empezar a streamear ese mismo día. Es una idea que parte de una manera un poco descabellada, pero que entiendo que puede ser muy interesante.
So, welcome back to part two of our podcast, where we will be talking about the rest of the action at the World Cup, starting off with one thing which I don't think either of us expected to be talking about, which is Luis Enrique, the streamer, Roman. I mean, did you see this coming? What have you made of Luis Enrique's debut on the online channels?
I was quite surprised to see that Luis Enrique decided to go all in with the streaming Instagram account. You know, he's posting photos, stories, reels, all that kind of stuff. And that honestly wasn't something I expected from Luis Enrique, but he also has been pretty critical with the press recently, and he doesn't like sometimes what they kind of publish and say about him. So it kind of feels like he wanted to get his own input of what the fans are thinking and have a direct contact with him. And I think it's very innovative in a way, because we don't often see this from a club manager or a country or national team manager, etc. So in that sense, I think it's pretty new, and I think it works pretty well. I've actually been watching all his streams, and honestly, it's really interesting to see what, because he opens up a lot. He's a very honest person. I don't think he holds back much. He doesn't care about saying what he thinks and what he believes is right or wrong. So in that sense, it was pretty interesting. He gives some interesting quotes for the press also to make use of later on. And I mean, it's definitely something different, and I hope he keeps on doing this, because the fans will connect better with him, with the national squad, and will understand a bit better how things work inside a national team.
Yeah, I think it ties in nicely to his kind of whole team unit, us against them kind of atmosphere that he likes to build, and it takes the attention away from the players, right? I mean, this week, I don't think I've seen a single headline about Eric Garcia and whether he's good enough for Spain or why Alejandro Valde was the wrong choice at left back or anything. It's all about Luis Enrique, and that's kind of very much what he likes to do, isn't it? Kind of be the centre of attention and distract away from the criticism of his players. And I mean, we saw it a little bit in Euro 2020 when Alvaro Morata was coming in for criticism, and Luis Enrique kind of stuck by him and said, "It's my decision, I stick with him, and you should blame me, not him, if he doesn't score." So I think this is kind of the extension of that. I don't think anybody expected to see him posting Instagram stories and posing and everything, but yeah. Football is full of surprises.
I definitely think that one of the reasons to the attention of the players, like you said, you know, because there has been a lot of criticism towards Luis Enrique on social media, etc. So he is the guy that people like to go and attack, and I think he kind of prefers that, you know, that rather they start talking about, like you said, Eric and all the other guys. So that's definitely one of the aspects or angles he was looking for, because he's that kind of guy who thinks about these things.
Yeah, and I mean, speaking of surprises at the World Cup, I think we had the biggest one involving a few La Liga players, as Saudi Arabia beat Argentina on Tuesday. I mean, a few different La Liga players in there, Rodrigo de Paul, Nahuel Molina, who are more than used to disappointing defeats this season with Atletico Madrid, Paco Gomez of Sevilla. I mean, what did you make of Argentina? They've been one of the favourites going into the competition, but I mean, that was a real shock, wasn't it?
It was definitely a shock. Although, my opinion, I thought there was maybe just too much hype around Argentina. I mean, they have had good games. They do have Messi in a good moment. But I mean, if you look at their squad individually, they have decent players, but they don't have the best team there is out there. And I mean, the first half, they looked quite good. They had their chances. They had, I think, 3 disallowed goals for offside, even though the penalty for me was quite doubtful. But then, you know, the second half, they just kind of maybe came out convinced they were going to win this game and get the next few goals they needed. But it's just changed completely in a matter of 5 minutes, where Saudi Arabia got those two really important goals and shocked everyone, because they kept running, they kept defending, they kept pressing, and they were really consistent at the back. The goalkeeper had a great performance, and Argentina were just lacking so much creativity. And the La Liga players particularly, they were maybe the poorer ones, we could say, in the squad, because De Paul wasn't good, Acuña coming on wasn't great either, Molina, as you said, didn't have a good game, Papu Gomez in the first half was okay, but then kind of also deflated a bit. So it was a bit of a very disappointing performance from Argentina, but at the same time, I think it brings them back down to reality, and I think now they're aware that they really need to start outperforming themselves from the next game onwards, because I mean, there's really not much room for more. You know, they have to win yes or yes in the next game.
Yeah, I mean, Rodrigo de Paul, you touched on it there. He lost the ball more than any other player in that game, and also had the highest number of unsuccessful passes. So not great from him, but I mean, it kind of reminded me a little bit of Spain against Switzerland back in 2010, when there was that shock win for Switzerland and everybody was saying that Spain were down and out already. But another La Liga player, and one that you're a big fan of as a Barcelona fan, is Frenkie de Jong, and he kind of stood out in the Netherlands and their 2-0 win over Senegal. I mean, He's been in pretty good form lately. What did you make of his performance in that one? And do you think this could be the platform to kind of reestablish him back at Barcelona under Xavi?
Yeah, well, I mean, of late at Barca, he has been really good, to be honest. Frankie's kind of maybe reached his peak form up until now with Xavi, and I think that he's going to be capable of reflecting that with the Netherlands. And I mean, he had a good first game. Maybe it took him a bit to get into rhythm, but well, in general, the Netherlands struggled a bit to get past Senegal's strong defense. But once they started going forward, you could see him more comfortable. And of course, he gave the assist for that crucial goal that broke the deadlock. And I mean, from there on, Frankie had a good performance overall. With the Netherlands, you can always see that he's pretty comfortable. He has that freedom in that midfield, you know, to go back, to pick up the ball, to go forward, to do a bit of everything. So I think having a good performance in the World Cup will definitely help him stay confident and even improve. And hopefully he won't get injured or anything like that. And we can have the best Frankie de Jong when the World Cup is over.
Yeah, exactly that. So we'll keep an eye out for that. And stay tuned as well, because we will be back later in the week with analysis of Spain against Costa Rica, as well as the other action. Plenty of La Liga stars in action over the course of the week. On Wednesday, we have Luka Modric's Croatia, who take on Morocco. We also have Germany-Japan in the other game in Spain's group in Group E. And then Belgium-Canada, which will, of course, involve the likes of Eden Hazard, Yannick Carrasco, Axel Witsel. And, of course, Roberto Martinez, a Spanish coach, one of several at the World Cup. So, Roman, best of luck to Spain up against Costa Rica. Hope you'll be celebrating on Wednesday evening. And
hope
make sure you're staying tuned to our Substack, llonline.substack.com, and also on Twitter at La Liga Lowdown for all the latest from the World Cup and from Spanish football as well. Thanks for listening. Se colaba y metió el cuerpo el Cuti Romero. Otra vez el esférico para el gol. Gol, 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 Arabia, gol. Altausari, gol. Altausari, Altausari, Altausari.
Golazo.
Altausari, gol. Golazo, 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 golazo. Metió la mano, parecía que la desviaba el guardameta Martínez. No ha sido así. Se coló a la izquierda de la portería de Argentina. Marca Arabia el segundo. Marca Altausari, Argentina 1, Arabia 2, sorpresa en el Estadio Lusail en este inicio del Grupo C para Argentina.
Ojo que puede estar ahora mismo cociéndose, ya es sorpresa, a ver lo que pasa al final. Una de las sorpresas del Mundial y de saque para Argentina.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.